What's up, everybody? We're Real People Gaming. My name is Jen Yuchin.
I'm Dustin.
Tim. I go first. I'm next to him, so it would make sense.
You know, we're alternated, so you think it would go back.
Uh-huh. No, it makes sense to the way I did it.
I like this.
He's ruined the entire video.
You ruin everything. I'm Joe. Hey, it's my name.
It's what I do.
Yep, I just Joe around.
Now, Tim, I know that you stream. Do you want to say your stream name?
It's Aries_TF.
We'll add that. He's been on another episode of our podcast before. We'll link that as well. Joe, do you stream at all? Or
not anymore.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug? Or are you doing? You don't put out any content?
Clean cars.
That's cool. So what's your business?
Detailing cars. It's on Instagram, it's JR's_auto_reconditioning. And then there's also a Facebook page, it's JR's Auto Reconditioning.
Cool. I've seen the work that he's done, and I'm going to go there because I'm like, actually, I'm embarrassed to show you my car.
My car's probably way worse.
I don't know.
Do you remember the crash test dummy car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my car looks like after the crash.
Yeah.
So, on the Real People Gaming podcast, we keep it super free form, and when we have guests on, we ask them what got them into gaming. Tim's already been on our podcast, so you can listen to that if you want to know how he got into gaming. But Joe's it's his very first time here, and it's our first podcast of 2020, so thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming. What got you into gaming? What was your first gaming experience?
The first thing I can remember is it was called Vectrex. It was a TV, and it was like basically a TV with an attached
controller.
Yeah, and it had a light pad. And I don't even remember what the game was, but I remember playing this game called like Clean Sweep or something like that. I don't even remember what it looks like, but that's the first memory I have of playing any kind of video
playing
game.
Playing Clean Sweep on the Vectrex?
Yeah.
That's what got me the detailing.
I mean, that thing was thing came out before I was even born, so.
Oh, how far gaming has come.
Yeah. I mean, I was born in the 90s. That thing came out in, like, 87, 85, something like that. And then, what was it? We had just regular NES, and then my cousin ended up giving me a Sega, which was, like, revolutionary for my entire childhood. Just all the Sonic games and Zombies Ate My Neighbors and Streets of Rage.
I played that like 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors. It's like the hardest game ever.
It really is. So good. 99 levels in it.
Yeah, I thought there was like maybe like 20, and I was like, oh, dude, we got so far.
No,
nope.
Like 100.
I had
we're just that bad, I guess, at the game.
Yeah.
The game's just hard, man. The controls are laggy from it's a Sega game, you know?
I played that for the first time at a friend of mine's house. I think I was in 6th grade, and I had never heard of it before, and I was pretty into games, so I was surprised that I'd never heard of it before. I don't remember it being specifically hard, but we didn't play it for that long. I just remember, like, popping out to the backyard and fighting all the zombies off.
It just doesn't end. It's like Rampage. You can keep playing, and the fun just kind of dilutes after a while.
Me and my cousin played Rampage for, like, 10 hours when I was a kid, and just it's just never, and there's no end to the game.
Yeah. That's such a fun game. We were at Yestercade's recently.
Playing a recent Rampage.
Yeah, and it was cool.
Yeah.
Did they come out with a new one for the movie or something?
No, I was thinking the same
thing.
You're
like a lizard, a wolf, or a monkey, you just destroy cities and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, that's like a newer, updated arcade version that came out.
Did the movie come out about that?
Yeah, it's The Rock. Not to get on a tangent about it, it's very, very, very loosely based on the game. I haven't seen it yet, but from what I gather from all the synopsis, like, they genetically test, like, these, like, growth hormones, correct me if you want to, or, like, some growth syrup on different animals.
Yeah, it's essentially, like, the plot.
Godzilla and the monsters, but with, like,
the Rock.
Rampage characters. In The Rock, yeah.
Who here has watched the Rampage movie? I haven't. I don't know.
Nope.
My hands up.
Not gonna watch it tonight, though.
No.
Not.
We are gonna watch it tonight.
Why
not? We thought about putting it on. I don't know if I could. Even like as a joke, I don't think I really could.
I love really crappy movies. It's one of my favorite things.
You're gonna have to watch.
So do I. It's just I don't know, something like that. Just like it's like the Battleship movie. It's less crappy and more why. why did this even happen?
Like, yeah, it's not like even so bad as funny.
Well, like the yeah, like the Rock movie, The Skyscraper, where he's just got one leg and has to climb this skyscraper to save his family. It's so ridiculous and outlandish that it's just, it's great.
The plot to the plot of these movies is come up with the title, and then we'll write around it.
Yeah,
skyscraper, helicopter. Like San Andreas was one of them about the San Andreas fall. It's like it's San Andreas. It's an earthquake or something. I don't know.
The go-to ones always.
Yeah.
If you can't get an actor, just get The Rock. They'll do pretty much anything.
Honestly.
The Rock will do pretty much anything. And I kind of respect him. I'll be in a movie.
Yeah.
I'll do anything.
Nicolas Cage, too. He's in everything. Yo, but Nicolas Cage is loved.
Great. Oh, yeah.
He's an amazing Nicolas Cage.
You ever seen Vampire Diaries?
Vampire's Kiss. Yeah.
Great.
That's the go-to.
Con Air.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Con Air is sick.
Never seen Con Air.
Come on.
It's,
I swear.
You gotta see it.
I've never even heard of Con Air.
Really?
Another one of those movies where it's let's come up with the name and then we'll write around it. Face Off's the same thing. Con Air, a convict on an airplane. Go. And they have a whole plot based around it.
Oh, that's called Con Air.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like coming home on an airplane and gets like,
That's nice.
It's a movie about the Con Air hairdryer legacy.
Face Off is great. John Travolta is a cop and Nicolas Cage is like this bad guy that in the beginning of the movie shoots his son and then they switch faces.
But also Face Off, so it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they switch faces, so the actors basically...
Like the hospital switches their faces?
Like undercover CIA police thing switches their faces, so John Travolta, who's the cop, can go into the prison and get information on this, like...
This is what I'm saying, when not this sound, podcast does not even need a topic, it just flows.
Not to be insensitive, if you've actually seen...
About the games, though, talk about movies.
Yeah. If you've actually seen actual face transplants, it doesn't work that well.
No.
It's not like that.
No.
Yeah, you don't become Nicolas Cage or John Travolta, it's something else entirely. Hey.
Alright, moving on. How did we get to this? What was the last thing you did gaming related? In your past, what was it?
Sega.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
And then... I guess Rampage came up.
Yeah.
And then it got movies. And then, what was it? My uncle's girlfriend bought him a PlayStation, like the original PlayStation.
Oh, so nice.
And he brought it over, and I played Virtual Fighter the entire time he was at my house. And then I got one for Christmas. And it
you
was,
got a PlayStation for Christmas.
It was like Metal Gear Solid and what's the other game? It's on the mini one. I can't remember the name of it. Siphon Filter.
Yeah.
Dude. That game was awesome. I can't believe that they stopped. Like, they don't make those still. You think that they would like make a remake or a new one, and they don't. That's the company is like out of business. I don't know.
Wow.
And then was it PlayStation 2 and Xbox? And then after Xbox, I started having to buy my own system. So it was PlayStation 3, and then.
Did you pretty much get every system since that? You've
bought
almost every single one?
Yeah.
Because you own a ton of consoles.
Yeah, I got the oldest one I have, Atari 2600. And then pretty much everything between that except for like a Intellivision. I don't even have a Vectrex, Veltrex, whatever.
Yeah, they're hard to come by now.
Yeah, they're like five to $700.
And if they go, they just go. That's because it's a built-in TV. Once something goes in it,
just shot.
You're effed. Yeah,
so I got my Atari for like, 50 games and like all like two paddle controllers and two joystick controllers for $50 because the dude said it was broken, and then I just resoldered a new power switch and it works fine.
Did you know how to do that, or did you look it up?
I mean, I looked it up, but
have you like soldering stuff? Gone inside any of your other consoles and either fixed things or like?
Yeah, I put new teeth on like the Super Nintendo
because
they start to get loose and shit after.
Is that the actual things on the games?
Like in the teeth in the system.
Depends.
Yeah.
He fixed my Final Fantasy VI for me.
Just changed the battery in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, get real.
Who knew they had batteries in those? Things?
Pokemon games have batteries in.
Well, all the old Nintendo games had batteries for saving, for the most part. Yeah, that's how you used to save back in the day.
I didn't know that until. My game didn't save. I don't know why I just turned on.
If you get into fixing games or like knowing how to fix old consoles, it's a gold mine because there's so many consoles on there. Obviously, like a working SNES, Nintendo, $75, $100, roughly in that ballpark. But there's a lot of them people are just selling, like you said, malfunction, no longer working. It's usually something like that. Either the pins have to be clean. Yeah.
Because we have a friend, James Reiner, and he posted today on Facebook that he's modding his GameCube. And I've never seen the inside of a GameCube before.
I've never taken apart a GameCube.
Yeah.
I would
love the GameCube.
Yeah, I've never taken it apart, though. It's on the
RAID system.
Yeah, I really love the GameCube.
The controller, when I first got it, looked like an abomination, and then you play it for like 10 minutes, and you're like, it fits perfectly in your hand.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Worst controller is N64.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I don't know what they were thinking with that one.
They're just trying to be innovative for whatever reason, and I don't think it worked out.
The history of Nintendo's controllers, though, after SNES, they're all just like the most ridiculous molds ever.
Yeah.
N64 it looks like a fucking spaceship. I remember, like, that was right about the time where I kind of put gaming on hold for a little while, and it was always my plan to get an N64. I sold all my SNES games and everything to buy the N64, but I was in like 6th or 7th grade, and I was just more concerned with, you know, getting laid or deodorant. You know, the important things for people in 7th grade. But yeah, just we were trying to play it the other day at Yestergades, and it's just such an uncomfortable fit. Like, you never know where to grab on it.
Yeah,
people would either do the middle. I would do the whole thing, but people would go on and
do the whole thing.
So weird. Right.
Monster hands. No, you always hit the middle, and then because you never use the D-pad for any like the big games. You never really use the D-pad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was like taunting and smash.
I remember when Xbox came out, they had that really, really big controller, and everyone complained about it.
Was that called
got
the
small. I didn't mind it. Yeah, they just came out with a new version of the Xbox One for it. But
yeah, thing's huge. It's like this big.
Pag Virgo, what up?
Yo, Pag Virgo.
I wonder who that actually is. I don't remember. They know me. What's up, Pag Virgo? PAG. Wonder what that stands for. Sorry, I got distracted by the chat. Our one chatter.
Yeah.
So, what are you playing right now?
Call of Duty, mostly.
You're playing Call of Duty. Yeah. I'm on the fence about buying it all the time. It's
fucking awesome.
AKA, I'm going to buy it probably once I get paid. Because everybody keeps saying
it's
such
so good
things about it. And I just miss the shooter. I miss being able to jump in, jump out when it's not Overwatch.
I put like 11 days into Blackout alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Battle Royale for Call of Duty. And then I've played this. I probably have like 5 days into this one. Like, playtime, 5 days. And we went back and tried playing Blackout, like, earlier this week. And me and Tim could not hit a shot to save our lives. It just feels... the new one just feels
missed.
So much
now
cleaner.
It's like a joke. God, sit still. They even come close
in. What
is
the new one? I'm sorry.
Just Modern Warfare. It's like a soft reboot of the Modern Warfare franchise. Mm. Like, the campaign is. The campaign's great, too. It's, like, just... The whole Modern Warfare storyline, which is always great.
I haven't had a game in years since Doom that I was like obsessing over, like could not stop playing multiplayer. And
really?
This one, Call of Duty, which I never really get into Call of Duty that much, and I can't stop. Every day, it's all I want to play.
The gunplay is just clean, and it feels
smooth.
Great.
It's like I always thought that Battlefield better than Call of Duty, and it has more of the Battlefield feel, more.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there's still broken shit in the game, but that's like any game that comes out.
They
feel
like
they're like, all right, we're done with the game, let's release it. Anything's wrong, we're going to patch it first day.
Yeah.
But like, there's still issues with it. Like,
well, I think it's the perfect time for them to come out with such a clean game, and I'm just thinking about this theory right now. But they called it Modern Warfare when they already had a Modern Warfare. I'm thinking that's because they're pushing the esports part of it so hard with the Call of Duty League that they're probably, this might be the last Call of Duty, and they just might be like updating it. Like,
no, Black Ops. I mean, Black Ops 5 is already like.
Well, my theory is just debunked.
Yeah, scratch that.
Honestly, it sounds.
No,
good
they call
way.
It Modern Warfare because they tried to take all the old Modern Warfares and kind of make this one big thing.
Are the same
thing.
Maps in there, some
so,
of them?
So, yeah, so every time new maps come out, they keep putting old maps in, which is a good thing because the maps.
Yeah,
awesome.
But they should put maps that aren't, like, how many times have you played Crash? How many games have they rebooted Crash in? It's like the new town.
They should put new stuff and old stuff, I think.
They should put some of the old maps that weren't,
Nuketown's,
like...
Nuketown's Black Ops stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, with the Nuketown, how many times did they reboot that same map in every single game? It's like, why not just introduce one of, like, why isn't Rust in there yet?
Yeah.
You put Shipment in there. I mean, I understand that. It's probably... super easy to put in there because it's a fucking square.
Shipment's like the only one I do remember.
And then they still
Rust
fucked that up with the spawns. They had to fix the spawns and shit on it because it was just like people that, I mean, it's still broken. People, you can literally just sit in the corner And then just people spawning right in front of you. Yeah.
That's what it's always been like that.
Yeah, this is that way map, worse. Yeah. Sometimes you'll be like aiming and a guy will like spawn in front of you. Not even on purpose. You'll just be shooting and a guy spawn in front of you.
I mean, I'm guilty of just sitting in that corner too. Like, but you can't run around that map.
I love that fucking map. I think it's like good pride. Everyone gets pissed like, oh, this fucking map sucks. It's like, why?
I think it's annoying. I still would drop like 70, 80 kills on it, but like still it's fucking annoying.
Say 70, 80 kills?
Yeah, well, that map, yeah, it's you're constantly just, every time you spawn, it's like at least one kill.
Literally, you can sit in the corner and you watch an entire line spawn and you'll still get a six multi-kill with just like holding down the trigger in one clip.
What would you change to make it better?
Make it a little bit bigger. Mm. Just a little bit. Stop the sight lines. So if where you do spawn, you don't have that sight line for your entire team spawning on it. Mm-hmm.
You could just spray them and knock you like three
seriously,
out.
Yeah.
No, it's frustrating.
The Battle Royale is supposed to come out soon for that.
They never actually officially announced it, though.
I'm sure it's going to come.
They're not officially announcing it because they don't update it. Like, they do soft patches on the game. They just extended season one for another 10 days because I guarantee they didn't say this, but I guarantee season two isn't ready. So who knows when. Like I was telling you like a week ago, I was like, if they're going to release a Battle Royale, it's probably going to be after season one. Because the leaks and all the claims and everything online say it's early 2020. So like February, March-ish. Mm. And season one was supposed to end like in like 6 days, 7 days from now.
But
now it's like 20 days.
If they come out of Battle Royale, that's going to kill it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be...
Especially because all the big streamers all love the new COD.
Yeah,
and you can tell they're kind of getting like bored of playing the multiplayer, and obviously viewers are like, all right, like we get it, but the Battle Royale, that's going to kill it. I can't wait.
Well, they have the Ground War. All the leaks are like, there's like the big maps, and then there's the Ground War maps, where it's just like, was it like 20v20, something like that? 15v15 or something like that. So it's like, they're huge maps, and apparently the Battle Royale map's going to be all of the
Ground War maps.
The Ground War maps. And then there's Special Ops, which is like PvE shit, where it's like they're freaking huge. Like you have to use a quad to get to the other side of the map during like a PvE mission. And apparently that's going to be part of it too. And then someone like, I think like half a month ago, like spawned, they glitched when they spawned and spawned above the giant.
Yeah, you can look
map.
It up. Apparently that's the map.
Yeah.
But it's not like actually confirmed, but.
But like besides that, there's really nothing new that came out. Like we've been playing Fortnite this week and, you know.
Why don't you go back to Fortnite just to have
there's
fun?
Nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
I always talk shit in that game, but I love it. I really do. I fucking love it and I hate it so much.
Yeah.
One of the things I think we just talked about when we were preparing for our last video with the best games of the decade, like, we all had kind of, like, disparaging things to say about Fortnite, but everybody agreed, like, it's probably one of the best games of the decade.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the most important games of the decade as far as being gateway
one of the most profitable games.
There's a reason that game is number one still, because how they keep up with it, they always update it, and now they put in modern culture in it all the time. Yeah. But like Star Wars and even that concert, like having that concert in the game while it was real, like that's fucking wild.
They had the Avengers.
Yeah, like they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, well, wasn't the thing with Star Wars where like there was stuff that should have been in the new movie to advance the storyline was actually just in the Fortnite game. Like you had to actually
I didn't see the clip. Yeah. I only saw like the ship come down and everyone got lightsabers, but I didn't see the movie clip.
They were saying like the big transmission. Spoiler alert. The big transmission from the Emperor was played over Fortnite, but wasn't actually in the movie. And they're like, why don't you put that in the movie? Like, not everyone plays Fortnite.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see the new movie, but apparently there was like this whole scene that like made sense why the Emperor came back that they decided to cut.
There's a whole script
that
makes
sense. They
should have
never did that. That's a whole other topic to get into, though, but we're not going to.
Yeah, that's
Star Wars. I fucking love Star Wars. I can go on forever. How these new movies ruin that entire franchise, but.
Yeah.
And then, that's Call of Duty. I've been playing a lot of Enter the Gungeon, but that's just...
Nah, that's just a fun game.
That's
just,
I'm trying to beat Rage 2 still.
Yeah, I still gotta do that.
I just got Dragon Ball Z, which is phenomenal. You guys are Dragon Ball Z fans.
Yeah, buy the physical copy, right?
I buy everything digitally now. I don't buy the...
God damn it.
That's why you wanted to borrow it.
Yeah.
Just beat Resident Evil 2 again on the other side when you play, like, what Leon's doing. While...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So who did you just play? Claire or Leon?
I just did Leon on the side B or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. So all I have left now is beating it with Claire on the other side. Nice. I'm so amped for number 3. I'm so glad they did that.
Nemesis is going to be pretty good. I never got the opportunity to play it when it came out.
Really?
I think it was Genesis only.
No, it was PS1.
Yeah, PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 1.
Not even for a little bit?
No.
I had it. You can borrow it.
Is that the one we were just talking about, right? We were talking about it the other day. Mm-hmm. Is that the one they remade?
I thought it was on Genesis only when it came out. I was a lot younger.
No, Resident Evil was always PS1 first.
Yeah. That's the only one I've never played. It's all Capcom. I'm excited to play the new one. Because I haven't played. It's the only
Capcom even on Sega?
Because I know
all the Mega Mans and everything
was a big thing with
that.
Where the Wily Wars came out, which is pretty much a re-release of the, I believe, the second game. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I never really played it. It's on the mini console, but I mean, there was a big thing with Capcom having allegiance with Nintendo for a long time,
and then
people got pissed when they went over to Sega. Because, I mean, a lot of the exclusive content...
All the Mega Mans were on Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Like, I mean, they licensed some stuff out, like... Because you had to. Back in the day, you had people that were strictly computer gamers. It was really, horrible-looking, horrible, laggy-playing, versions of Mega Man 2 and 1 on the PC. But...
Mega Man X is, in my opinion, one of... Especially the time it came out, one of the most revolutionary games.
Oh, absolutely,
I still play that game. I just bought the... remastered, 1 through 9 or whatever on PS4. Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't... Something about not playing it on a Super Nintendo or Nintendo controller really just,
Yeah, I tried that.
It's like, weird. It's easier on the Nintendo controller, actually, to play those kind of games. Controller.
Like, every game that comes out now is just, shoving tutorials and what you're supposed to do and you're down your throat.
Yeah.
You're just,
Instead of just letting you experience it.
Yeah, you can't play... Like it's... constant HUD options. Follow this person, do this, make sure you do that, make sure you do this, follow the map, do this, to breathe to keep on living, you gotta make sure you keep eating, drink water, stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Call your
when
mother.
Like Mega Man X, there was no tutorial, there was nothing, just played the game and you learned it by playing it.
Especially the early Mega Man games, like Mega Man 1 and 2, I stopped playing the Mega Man games probably around 3 or 4.
It started getting repetitive.
Repetitive, but also the enemies, I understand it was a joke, but it was Scissor Man.
Everything was man. There was no thought process.
Cut Man.
Yeah.
Cut Man. Fuck.
I was after a while, they ran out of the... That's why I always liked what they did with Mega
Man. It's
Man X. Yeah. The fact that Mega Man X, just went to animals. There's a million animals for them to use.
It's...
The fact that you can, you had to actually know a certain order to beat the bosses...
Yeah, because you can use their weapons against them.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless you watched back when I was a kid, you had Nintendo Power, and I'm forgetting the name of it because it's been 1,000 years, but there was a TV show that used to come on before I went to school that gave gaming tips and had a game show where you answered gaming questions. Those were the only ways that you could really figure anything out.
There was no online.
Yeah.
There was no... It was all word of mouth, too, going to school.
Yeah.
And
your brother had a... Your older brother had a friend that knew how to do something, so he kind of
you gotta find me underneath that truck in front of the SSN.
But,
I just realized our stream says it's Until Dawn.
Nice.
Perfect. Keep it up.
Going all night, baby.
24 hours. Get all the guests we can.
It's a game.
But yeah, no, I agree, because I think that was the, you said, the Legacy Collection for, PlayStation. We tried downloading it. It just feels clumsy on the controller.
Yeah, it's just, I tried playing the Sonics on Xbox. Mm-hmm. I think it was a 360. They released, Sega Classic Collection.
Yeah.
I tried playing, because I loved all the Sonics growing up. I 100%ed Sonic Mania 4 days after it came out. And, trying to play it with an Xbox controller was just, And then, for some reason, playing Mania... felt right. It was because when you push down on a Sega controller, there's that give in it before it starts working, and I guess that kind of feels okay, it's because it takes a second for, like, say, Sonic to start mm-hmm. running. So you feel like that give kind of gives you
yeah.
is the reason. But then you're on a PlayStation controller, you're holding it down, you're like, the dude's not moving. But then you play Mania, and it's just because it's an updated, mm-hmm. like, brand new game yeah. based on that, that is just, like, smoother. I don't know.
Yeah. What's fun, we already did our video on the Sega Genesis Mini, so not to tread old territory, but they had all the old, I don't know if you remember, like, the at-game consoles. They would sell them at, like, Staples. They were essentially the same thing as, like, an Atari flashback, like, cheap remakes yeah. of the console. This official one, though, that is one of the things I do appreciate about it, is the actual buttons have the same feel to them. The same, like, tactile, like, the buttons click, just, like you said, that little bit of give.
That's,
the weight to the buttons, it's a familiar territory.
I got the like, knockoff Sega one from, like, a Rite Aid, like, years ago, that you can actually put the game in and stuff
yeah.
and plug the original Genesis controller mm-hmm. into it. And it came with this, like, wireless...
It was infrared.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It wasn't even wireless.
Yeah, crap controller that,
yeah.
like, if... Since my hand... The controller's, like, this big, so, mm. like, my hands would wrap around it, and it would just block the sensor, so it just would stop working.
It's just funny how, like, it's ingrained in you. If you played something for so long, like...
Just muscle memory.
Yeah, like, picking up the old Sega... Because I wasn't really a big Sega kid, but I had played it when I was a kid, and picking up the old controller, I'm like, oh, that's where you've been. All right, I remember this.
Yeah.
And, like, the SNES Mini, the same thing, like... The controllers feel exactly the same as the original controllers. Same tension, everything to the buttons, and you
like,
just remember it.
Like, all of that, I have controllers, like, my first Nintendo 64 controller, I can't use it anymore because the joystick's just
yeah
wobbly. Like, I take apart and fix it, but I have, like, six other controllers, so it's
mm-hmm.
kind of freaking pointless
yeah.
at this point. But that I had that thing since, that was the one that came with the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
I've gone through, like, 15 Xbox controllers.
Yeah.
Like, they just break.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just breaks.
The Elite controllers are shit.
Yeah, they are. They're very flimsy. Like, when I worked at Microsoft, people would bring them back in all of the time.
Hmm.
And we would just straight up swap them out because we knew that
yeah,
that was, like, such
yeah.
a huge issue.
So I could just bring my Elite controller and just be like...
Yeah, I went to her work when she, like, quit. And I, like, argued with the guy. I was like, I bought this here and it's broke. And he's like... Where's the receipt? Be in your email. I'm like, I don't know. They finally like, all right, here.
Yeah.
They just swap it.
Because, like, I started getting stick drift now, which happens on all
yeah,
of my left sticks.
Should.
And then I just, the hair trigger just broke on it. And I don't have money for a new freaking Elite controller, so I
yeah.
bought those.
Yeah, just go to the store, any of them, and they usually swap.
What's
back.
The hype around that new one?
Just that they fix a lot of the issues. I don't know.
What issues, though?
Like the stick drift and things like that. Like,
mm.
and it's just more sturdy and
oh,
durable.
Cool. Hey, we know that was a problem, so buy this new
yeah.
one.
Yeah, for real. I don't know that they switched many other things. I think it's just an updated version. They might have
added
you can, more,
like,
macros.
I know
but...
you can do three settings instead of two, as
yeah.
far as, like...
Okay.
And apparently the triggers... You know, you, like... Change the back of it so it makes it press down much. Now
yeah,
there's two of those
trigger stops.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So it's just like added functionality.
That's what I instead of buying a new Elite controller, I bought these like $18 like grips you put on the back of an Xbox controller
mm-hmm.
that make them hair triggers. And I'm like, fuck it.
After using it, I mean, the thing does suck as far as breaking, but as far as when it actually works, though, I love it. I can't play that without it now.
Yeah, George
mm-hmm.
says like there's nothing that beats it.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't afford a new one. So it's,
yeah.
it's $100. The new one's like. It was just on sale for $175.
Yeah, it's too much.
I'm like,
yeah,
first,
a lot.
It's too much.
I'm like, the new system's supposed to come out in December. I was like, I'd rather take that $200 and put it in my top drawer for when the system,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
keep adding to that instead of buying a new controller that might not even work with the new system. Who knows? It might. It might not. But like, it's not worth it for me. That's why I was like, I'll spend the $18 and just if those break, then I'll spend another $18.
Yeah.
I think I saw the new Elite controller is supposed to be the default. Controller to the new Xbox.
Okay. Then I'll
just,
so
yeah.
when you get the new Xbox, I think you get that.
That would make
I just
sense.
Get one.
I just like I'm so over it. Like, and I have such a love for consoles and gaming in general, but like, I just feel like I don't care about a new system. I feel like I'm sure everybody else feels like that as well, but
don't
I don't
want to
buy another one,
on
especially since I have like a PC now. I never play games.
That's
on
the problem,
it,
though.
But...
The
yeah.
PC is getting more like
mainstream.
Yeah, especially because
mm-hmm.
of the Fortnite, but. If you think about it, like, you can go out and buy a PC for, say, $600, you build, do a build, and it's still going to be better than the new console coming out.
Yeah.
Like,
and then what, you
they,
spend an extra
they have this whole,
$300
they have these whole,
it?
Like, they
mm-hmm.
talk about, like, oh, it's going to do this and that, and it's like, no, it's not. Like, PC is still shitting on it.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you guys compete with that?
I think the new one. Because
you can just keep upgrading. You can just keep putting new parts in that.
Absolutely, yeah.
When like okay, Xbox, Microsoft, Sony, you want to compete with that market? Then like in a year, come out. Oh, you buy this $200 new processor, and it's instead of trying to make a whole new system.
Because
like I have a 1X, and like I love it. It's way faster than the one.
Yeah.
But
do you think it's like, worth it?
No,
I
bought it when I was drunk. So I was like,
what, the console?
The 1X.
That's funny.
Well, I bought it because I needed a new Xbox.
And I was playing PUBG.
As far as like the games, I definitely see a difference with the games.
Oh, yeah. It definitely looks a lot better. It definitely feels a lot better. It's definitely faster. But it's like, you know, I bought a new console of the same generation console when like, okay, it's a new processor.
And they're coming out with a new console so soon after.
Yeah.
It's like 3 years after.
When like,
what a dick.
Like, if it's new processor, why don't you sell the processor? Why don't you make it like where you can snap this out and snap this in, and then you can sell that for $100-$200, and then people will buy that more than the 1X.
Yeah.
You know? Or a, you know, like I mean, the PlayStation and Xbox, you can plug in a USB like hard drive and it works, but like, it was, compared to the Xbox, replacing the internal hard drive on the PlayStation is 1,000 times easier.
Is it?
It's just a freaking nightmare on the
Do you have the PlayStation
Xbox.
Pro?
Yeah. I used to drink a lot. Just buy stuff.
Did you also buy that when
you
existed?
No, I bought that one. I got paid and went to the mall and bought a Pro, and then I was like, why'd I buy this? I don't have a 4K TV, so I went to Target and bought a 4K TV.
That's what they want
just makes
people
sense.
To do,
yes,
though.
Vertical integration.
That's what they want them to do, yeah.
I definitely realize the difference with the X, but the startup, mine fucking takes forever to fucking start up, though, and I can't. The PS4 is like on Xbox One X. It's like, it says the green Xbox screen for like 2 minutes. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Because the PlayStation goes into rest mode, the Xbox, you probably just turn off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just got a hard, it's like hard resetting it pretty much.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but I feel like it's honestly, like, if these gaming companies want to, like, skirt around burnout from the customers and, like, push back from the customers, they're going to have to either, like I said, obviously everybody's trying to compete with the PC. Go mobile or do what Sega did and just start licensing your stuff out to PC companies.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, I appreciate PC. I play it with, we play Destiny on there.
Yeah.
But I cannot for the life of me use a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, I'm not that good at it either.
I just can't.
Which really annoys me because I know like I'm decent at shooters, so when I do really bad with the mouse and keyboard, I get very pissed.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess that guy with a controller.
Mouse and keyboard so far with like MOBAs or Overwatch. I haven't tried to play any hardcore shooters. I played Fortnite on the PC.
It was such garbage on Overwatch with mouse and keyboard, and then like
so was I.
Like
I got better on mouse keyboard on Overwatch.
I had to practice more.
I switched off my buttons to my mouse.
That's what I did too.
I only do my directional with my keyboard.
That's what I did too. I still lose my finger placement and shit on it. But when we play Destiny, when we play Crucible on PC with like a bunch of our friends, it's usually like not every time, but like me or him are towards the top in the game, not just on our team.
Mm-hmm.
And me and him are using controllers, and it's like,
well, people say controllers better for Fortnite as well because it's easier to build.
Yeah,
like less options.
Well, this is,
I don't
Destiny's
know.
A first person shooter.
There's so much.
There's
so much like argument with that. People are like
controller
say controller, but I don't know. I don't see how the mouse is not easier if you're going to mouse because you're just constantly just hitting keys really easily. The controller gets sometimes it's a little weird. Like I don't know, explain
it's just
it.
Just not as fast physically.
Yeah, it's the reaction time's slower. It's always been, you know, mouse and keyboard can outshoot the controller in first person shooters. That's been like a known thing.
I mean, if you go up against somebody who's good with a mouse and keyboard against a guy who's good with a controller, a mouse and keyboard is usually going to get you every time.
Yeah.
But
well, it's like controller versus fight pad, like a fight stick.
I want a fight stick
like,
so
bad. Like,
some
people are so much better on controller. Like, I watch Evo. Some people have controllers. Some people have fight sticks.
But it's the same thing, though, with Call of Duty, too. I feel like it's always me and him at the top, and we're playing with mouse and keyboard guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's why I laugh when our friends will, like, talk shit to me all the time, like, oh, you're using the controller? I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking out killing you by 20 plus kills.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't get your fucking, what are you complaining about? But, speaking of Call of Duty 4, by the way, the Battle Royale, the, what is it? When you die?
Oh, it's supposed to be 200 players
in
a map.
You know how Apex has the reboot,
the respawn,
get
thing.
Your card, and like I can bring you back.
Apparently,
in the match.
When you die, if somebody, if your like teammate gets your dog tags and like your squad's still in it, and like they go to respawn you, you're in the gulag, is what it's called,
yeah.
And you have
gulag?
To one, yeah. You have to 1v1 somebody, and if you win, you revive.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's a new thing
yeah.
they're gonna add, and it's stay like, safe. It's gonna be 200 people. I see that being a fucking huge mess, especially with crossplay. And but we'll see.
That's
this is
cool.
also all speculation
all
and leaks online
yeah,
and
yeah.
stuff. But I mean, this is there's a lot of
I feel like they
data
do
mining
that.
In
they
it.
They leak
shit.
It to see the reaction.
That's absolutely
out.
Lying.
It's
yeah.
like it's like a giant test pool of like what people actually
yeah.
want. Opposite day. Cool.
So Tim's a pro Halo player.
Yeah.
He's the other one.
Honestly,
every
tournament you've been in that I've hosted, you won.
No, I lost against George.
Well,
the other pro Halo player.
He literally only plays that game.
Yeah.
I wish he was invited to our qualifiers, our online qualifiers. Him, this kid, like King Nick, and someone else. And George didn't show up. He went to every tournament before that and didn't show up to the qualifiers.
Doesn't need that affirmation.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing, dude?
I don't do it for the prize.
I wish that tournament with me and him was just one-on-one.
Every time we're out, if Tim's standing remotely close to her, whether or not
yeah, no,
whether or not he knows them, if he's just like within like 10 feet of a girl, I'm like, yo, you know this kid's a pro Halo player, right?
Yeah, some girls
might
like that. I would.
No, none of them do.
Yeah, no, they look at us like we're...
I'm also really insane. Drunk at this point. I'm like, yeah, this is a pro Halo player. She's
like,
oh, sick. Get the fuck away from me.
1v1 me.
Yeah.
I used to put that in my Tinder profile. I put 1v1 me.
Wow.
Yo, meet me in lockout.
Those fun times. Okay. Alright, so there's a lot of games that were pushed back. AKA, what's the word?
I'm delayed.
For delayed.
AKA.
They were pushed back. There's a lot of games that were delayed. What are those games?
Doom, Final Fantasy, Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
And there's something else.
The latest
too.
One, yeah.
I don't remember. Oh, Last of Us.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They announced that like 2-3 months ago, though.
Mm.
But like within like the same like
go barefoot girl, I'm already wearing sandals.
In the same like 24-48 hour span, they announced that Final Fantasy and Cyberpunk were getting pushed back. I think it was the same day.
Are they saying it's developmental issues or
anything?
Because what I think is happening a lot with these games, like they're pushing them out so quickly, just or at least pushing the announcements out, just to hook people and keep on top of this.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy Remake. Did you guys say that?
Yeah.
That's being pushed to my birthday.
Oh, word.
I've never really been huge into Final Fantasy. I just haven't. I just don't.
I love Final Fantasy.
I just don't.
7, 9, and 10 are
Final
still
conversation.
Like, they're like masterpieces.
I just haven't been huge into it. I appreciate it. I can't do the turn-based system.
Yeah.
Like, I can't play any one of the Pokemons. It's the same thing over
and
over
again. I
have no interest
in Pokemon now. I used to love it when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's
I couldn't even tell you half of Pokemon's name anymore.
And they beat the dead the horse Pokemon dead with a bat. It's just like the same shit over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried mixing it up with Sun and Moon, so I was like, oh, I'll give it a try. And it's like, you gotta fight the Kahuna boss. I'm like, dude, I'm done. Not to mention that in Sun and Moon, there was so much fucking dialogue that it was just like, it was like as if the people playing Sun and Moon have never played let alone a Pokemon game before, but even have had a conversation with anybody in the outside world.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like
it's just, I mean.
If they do 7 right, I guarantee that takes Game of the Year.
Oh, yeah. I really think that's going to happen.
Adam goes, I've played with Tim. Not impressed.
Yeah, we aren't either.
Yeah, I think 7's gonna be, if they do it the right how the old one was, that's gonna fucking kill it.
That's another, yeah. I haven't played 7. I only played like the first 5 hours of it, which seems like it would be a lot, but it's not.
It's
I think
not.
I got to like the town.
No, it's not. You played it?
Final Fantasy 7?
Yeah.
That was the last Final Fantasy I played all the way through. Yeah. I think that was when it first came out, so it's been a minute.
That was like one of the first PS1 games.
That's why I'm particularly excited for it, because I've never experienced it. So, like, I think that'll be fun to experience it for the first time through the remake. And then, like, someone like Dustin, we can even talk about it on video, like, what are the differences? Me as a newbie,
yeah,
I'm
trying to play it 7 again now, yeah, so I can try to see it.
So like, you can just play
they
it again.
They actually do a good, immediately after.
Well, they're releasing a new one by chapters, aren't they? Like, it's
they say that, but I don't know if that's true or not, because it doesn't say that. It literally says the entire game, just Final Fantasy 7. It doesn't say chapter 1 or anything.
I was a scumbag, and it was this kid.
They said specifically they were going to do chapters, though.
Yeah. I don't know if that's still true, though.
That'd be nice.
There was a kid that I went to school with that nobody really hung out with him much, and he grew up to be me. Now,
I was
going to
say, was it me?
But I was going to say, it was definitely a pot calling the kettle black, because nobody hung out with this kid, but he got Final Fantasy VII. So me and my buddy Sean went there every day after school to play it with him until we beat it, and then we just stopped hanging out with him. And now he's a cop, and he's massive.
Kinda,
so
that's kind of, makes sense.
I'm hoping
I like to think we attribute it to that.
I'm hoping they like let you play as more than just Cloud in the game.
As in who? Like any of your
other characters?
Members?
I hope they
just,
put
walk
that
around
in.
Or
just like just fighting in the combat, or like I just fucking swallowed wrong ice. Like let you play as Tifa, like what Tifa did, like when he was over here, and even Sephiroth. Like,
how do you think they would do that? How do you think they would implement that into the battle system? Do you think they'll bring back like a turn? What is it called?
Turn-based. So apparently the game has turn-based, and it has
turn-based.
The new combat style. You can pick which one you want to do, which is pretty cool.
They're gonna have
that's
both.
Cool.
They're gonna have a classic mode when you can do turn-based.
See, then I'll probably play that because I don't. The turn-based stuff, just like, I'm just like, all right, attack. Oh, he missed. All right, attack. All right.
Yeah, but there was strategy behind it, especially when you fought bosses.
Yeah, but
that,
how much of the same thing can you do over and over?
That's why I find it hard to get through sometimes older RPGs. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm having a really hard time getting through 9. I picked it up again recently, and I liked it more as I'm getting more into it, but it's just such a time sink. Where you're fighting the same monsters for so long, it's different.
That's the thing. I don't want to. I play a video game to do stuff that I can't do. I don't want to sit there and tell this guy to go attack them. I want to take that big ass sword and fucking hit that monster with it.
If it was a good game, like, I never bothered me the turn-based.
Yeah, I'd be the first one to admit. I mean, I grew up loving RPGs, and it might be forgotten and taboo, and you're not supposed to say it, but like, that's also what pushed me away from a lot of RPGs too. Was a turn, because after a while, it does become a grind.
Yeah,
it's very repetitious. Depending though, there's certain RPGs and like
I'm not saying all of them. Yeah. I'm not just like lumping into a thing. I'm making a generalization here. Mm-hmm.
The hours that I put in the Final Fantasies training my guys, especially in 10.
Yeah,
I always spend like an entire Saturday. I from morning to night. I would
just grinding,
run around, just running around, just training my guy. Which I never ever like. I didn't hate it. It was kind of annoying sometimes, but
I did that
it never bothered
Fantasy
me.
13. I spent like a month just grinding my characters straight up.
And that wasn't even turn-based either, so.
No, yeah, but it was still like still a grind because it was random battle encounters.
I've gotten to the point with certain games where like with the RPG where I'll, barrel through the game and get to a certain point, I'm like, oh, I'm not nearly strong enough. Then you have to spend the next 2 weeks like upping your characters again.
That was definitely a thing in 9. You get to a point when if you weren't strong enough,
it doesn't make it difficult. It doesn't make the game more difficult. It just adds time to it, which gives the illusion of difficult. Mm-hmm.
What's
the difference between fighting through all these people to fight a boss, and then fighting through all these people not being able to beat the boss, and then fighting a bunch of people for fucking hours?
Yeah,
like it's the same fucking thing. You're just going back and getting XP for beating slimes until you can fight the boss that you want to fight. I want to go fight this guy. But you're not strong enough. But I did the linear path. Oh, man, I didn't rescue this cat from this tree for this old lady to get 500 experience. I didn't, go bake 7 loaves of bread for the baker because, he can't do his fucking job. So I have to do it for 600 XP so I can go slash his boss.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of, fighting styles, that's why I didn't like Kingdom Hearts 3. I felt like the battle system was extraordinarily repetitive. It was way too extravagant too easily. Like, you had, the special, theme park moves with, teacup fighting.
Yeah, I never used them because
it
was
cool.
Just, like...
It's too much.
The theme park thing, I felt, was just, a gimmick.
It's all it was.
It was a commercial.
It was, yeah, I felt like, you saw, go to WaltDisney.com and book your trip today.
Yeah.
There was a different layer of combat once you got the keys... with a bunch of different keys and you could switch
that
between them
sense.
Because there was different levels, like how many combos you got, you can use your key to like get it to a point where you can upgrade it, and then once you
switch to the next one.
Yeah.
Well, you get the one key to top tier where like you can transform it, and then you transform it and switch to another key and get that to the top tier and transform it. I think you could have two or three. So you get them all the top tier transformed, and then you just go cycle through them going back through using all the, that's, I don't know, and then adding the magic into it and stuff. That's why I liked it, because it was just like, all right, you got to keep the combos up. So, like, you know, and then the skills, what skills can you, like, knock an enemy into the air to add your to your combo, to boost the key, to make it transformable. And then, I don't know, I just like the storyline and everything. So that's, like, just one of those games. It's like a nostalgia thing. It's like a, I played that, I played the shit out of that game for, you know, when it first came out. So it's like, I want to see how this story ends type thing.
That's how 10-2 was for me. I hated that game.
Well, remember but I had to finish it, though. You had to, like, give people balloons in the Moogle suit in 10-2?
That's what I'm talking about. Boring, just stupid shit in a game.
I don't know. Final Fantasy X, to me, was like a... That game was incredible. And the first scene in 10-2, I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are they playing right now?
Why is she a pop star, and why doesn't anybody care? She went from summoner to pop star.
Yeah. I'm ignorant on this one. Like, was 10 the one with the sports ball, whatever the hell it was called?
Blitzball.
What a, like, boring-ass thing to put in that game.
I thought that was fun, Blitzball, but...
Blitzball.
Let's play some fucking Blitzball.
Yeah.
But that game was amazing. I didn't
you could tell that they were trying to...
Nine, though, is still the best one. You gotta finish it.
Nine?
Yeah, I think nine's the best one.
I'm thinking about watching a speedrun and just never playing it.
It's not gonna be the same.
I love watching speedruns.
Yeah, speedruns are our, they amp us up for anything. It's just always on in the background. It's amazing, like, especially games on Quick, watching some of the shit. Like,
yeah.
I like,
glitching.
Yeah, I love watching people just.
What was it? The two guys playing Punch Out blindfolded?
Yeah,
using one controller.
It's insane. And a lot of them, if you, like, donate a certain amount, they do, like, blindfolded menuing, because they have to, like, rearrange their menu items a lot to, like, make it fast. That's also kind of, like, a hack in certain battle systems. But they'll do a blindfold sometimes, and I think
apparently somebody beat Halo 3 on Legendary with the all the skulls on with the fucking Guitar Hero.
That's so hard.
I don't know how you do that.
It's like
but
there's no way that happened.
Well, I was going to say,
that's
got to
be like...
I've seen people use the drum pad for from Guitar Hero to play certain games. I'm like, oh, Donkey Kong Country, too, the bongos.
That's just
cool. Donkey Kong. What was that game called?
Donkey Konga. I would love to own that. I've never played it.
Yeah.
I
used to have the Kongas, but I never actually owned the game.
I used to love Guitar Hero. I used to be so good at it.
We were talking about Rock Band. I was like, we need to buy Rock Band because we don't have it. That's a fun-ass game.
It was a fun game.
They need to release that or something.
I told you, I used to have a blast. Somebody I was seeing years ago, the college she went to, like, she was in a Rock Band band, and they were perform. It sounds corny, but she was so good at, like, and I was impressed by it. Like, she was showing me video, like, of, like, just shredding on it. She was, like, an expert at it. They had the drummer, the bass player, the singer, and the guitar player, and they had the screens in the background, and they would just play as, like, an actual band playing rock. And it was corny, but I was like, this is pretty fucking cool, though. It was fun. They would have parties over, like, almost as if they were having a house show.
I went with,
it's kind of lame as I say it out loud.
I think Guitar Hero...
It's so cool, though.
I think Guitar Hero is the reason why I got, like, carpal tunnel in my hand now.
I used to, like, be decent at Guitar Hero, and then I went to Dave & Buster's with Kevin, like, a month ago, and I played Guitar Hero there, and I was like, oh, I got this. I used to be so good. I thought it was a die. My fingers, I couldn't even do it. I was missing every note, and I was like, what the fuck? I guess I'm just old, but, like, I don't know.
I
could not do it at all.
I went through the same experience, but I think it was iPlay America.
Yeah.
I was trying to play it, and I was like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. My hands hurt so bad.
What was funny about that game when it came out, I think South Park even did an episode about it, where, like, I sucked at it, but I've been playing music since I'm 8, and, like, I remember my niece being like, thought you said you were good at guitar. And there was a lot of that shit that was happening. Like, thought you said you were a fucking musician. Like, it's not the same thing. It's not nearly the same thing.
They
My mom was really big into Rock Band. She would love to, like, play the drums on easy while we played and stuff. So she bought all of the Rock Band shit all the time. And then the Guitar Hero came out. Guitar Hero guitar came out where each string and fret is a button.
Yeah.
And, like, you actually, shit. There's,
yeah,
was
I
it,
that
no,
one.
It was an, it was a Guitar Hero controller.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Where, like, each string and fret had a button, and then there was strings. Could never touched it.
Yeah.
Could not do that for the life of me. Give me five buttons and a toggle switch, and I'm good.
We saw, it was funny, we were at Goodwill in, like, the Asbury area, and saw the Beatles Rock Band there, and I'm like, it was, like, $1, but I remember, it's like, I remember,
really?
Like, yeah, at the Goodwill, but I was like, I remember what a big fucking deal this was when this came out. That was massive. Me and Corey wanted to get a guitar hero. The actual like Rickenbacker or the Hofner bass version.
It's $80 for a guitar.
That makes sense.
I have like 10 of them.
I used to have all that shit, and I don't know where.
I got the newest. The newest Guitar Hero that came out. Instead of the five buttons, there's black and white, and still the five buttons, but split into 10 buttons by the half. So you got the upper frets and lower frets, and I bought that at GameStop for like. I think it was like $30 for the two guitars in the guitar, the game.
That's the one thing. Any Goodwill you go to, any thrift shop, you're guaranteed to see a Rock Band drum set.
A PlayStation 2 Guitar Hero.
A couple Guitar Hero guitars laying around just in the toy section. I'll just pick them up.
I'll have to try to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to play. Really
When's the last time they've made one? That's got to be it. Because Rocksmith I've heard of, but Rocksmith's another one too that like...
I don't think they made it since PlayStation
3. Rocksmith, you plug an actual guitar into
it. Yeah, I remember that. And it was more supposed to be like a trainer. Almost like the... I forgot what it was called. They had something on Nintendo where it was a piano that you actually played along with.
Sometimes we'll like troll on Twitch and just watch people play Twitch Sings. You guys ever do that? Watch Twitch Sings.
That's pretty phenomenal.
I've seen people do it, but I don't really... It is definitely interesting.
It's ridiculous.
Does your girl sing?
Car Crash? Yeah.
I have a feeling we shouldn't discuss who this is on stream.
Well, her name's Car... We call her Car Crash, so that's... That's already enough.
That's your own personal name for her? You have to tell us after the podcast. All right, that's me.
It's Tim's wife.
Twitch Sings is like when you go to a bar and see somebody doing like really awful karaoke. Like, does that like morbid curiosity to it? And some
or
people
way
like
too
some,
good
yeah,
karaoke.
Some people are phenomenal, but they have like the duet option.
We went to Georgie's that one night.
Yeah,
watched people
well,
do karaoke.
No, see, Georgie's,
yeah, that's the best time.
And a lot of people aren't going to get this, but Georgie's in Asbury Park. Everybody there wants to be a diva.
Yeah.
So they're phenomenal. You have people going operatic.
Georgie's is an Asbury Park, New Jersey bar where they do karaoke.
Yeah.
Well, of course you were there.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
it's,
me
not
and
like going
were.
To, it's not like going to a regular
were, yeah.
karaoke bar where people sing like "She fucking hates me," like the same like or
oh,
like
wah.
Yeah. there's always Evanescence, at least four
oh,
or five
God.
People doing Evanescence. Somebody
Imagine
doing
Dragons.
Hates me. Yeah.
No, that's at anime conventions because I like to hit up the karaoke at anime conventions. Specifically,
I have never been to an anime convention.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I thought no, you were at Anime Next.
No, I wasn't.
You never went?
Nope.
I'm pretty sure
been,
you were.
No, I know I wasn't.
No.
I've only been to two Comic Cons too.
Dude, you gotta go to Anime Next.
You gotta
it's
pay
your
for
paradise.
Me. I know.
The karaoke at the anime conventions, like when the people are doing the anime songs, that's. But what was the one that we went
so
to?
So funny, dude. So ridiculous.
What was the one anime
I think
convention?
You were sending me videos of, like, Corey watching hentai on the big screen. He's like, yeah!
Wow.
Yeah.
to you, too.
Yeah.
But where was that? That was in D.C. What was
that
called?
Was Otakon.
We went to that one hentai panel that ended up becoming a shame fest.
Oh, it wasn't a hentai panel.
That
was
a
waifu
Yeah,
panel?
Know your waifu. But the girl
was
just shaming
like,
us.
She was like, you cannot waifu underage characters. You cannot waifu blah, 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 blah. She was like going.
We got
oh,
up in the
so
middle of
it,
not because we agreed with a lot of the sentiment,
that's
but it was like, it was essentially, we got entrapped into like thinking, it was like, oh, cute, like talking about like how to make your ideal waifu.
And how you like can't
yeah.
mistreat the fictional characters.
Oh,
became a
God.
Soapbox more than
yeah,
the person you
could
hang out
with. It was crazy.
No, this
was crazy.
I think it was Castle Point Anime Convention was the one that we went to where like, every other song was an Imagine Dragons song they were singing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, sing a fucking anime song at the anime convention. And the girl kept going up and singing Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, it was interesting. I sang Kinky Cat by Steven Universe. That shit.
To a resounding thud.
Yeah, nobody
Thank
clapped.
You.
Nobody really clapped or anything.
I wish
so
you guys watched more anime. We can do like anime podcasts, but... You're
I don't
slacking.
Have the time.
I keep
time.
Telling him I want to do a YouTube channel of like me and him just get absolutely hammered and just play like an old school Nintendo game.
Yeah,
you should do it.
Just like
blast.
Drunk Tendo.
Yeah,
there you
or
go.
Like Sega
name?
Or something. You know,
collab.
Just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say because you see a lot of drunk like, and again, it's kind of a dubious. You're not sure how like effed up they really are, but you see a lot of videos where like we're getting drunk tonight. And we're playing so and so game. And
I know you'll be able to tell when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm like way too offending to do that. So I'm drunk.
Blank it. Just edit it.
Yeah.
I mean,
the whole video will be It's like beep, 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 beep.
Well, one time I was like recording myself playing Overwatch, and I'm not going to say what I was like doing, but I had to like edit every like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
I remember
like,
that.
Why do I even do this?
Yeah, I won't stream anymore because like, I think it was Blood. I tried to remember the name before and I had a massive brain fart. We tried streaming Bloodstained when it first came out.
It was boring to watch.
I loved it, but like, about 20 minutes in, I was like, I don't want to entertain anybody anymore. And I was just like, mm-hmm. talking to myself and like mumbling and like cursing and getting like probably borderline racist and offensive. Like just saying stuff. Like I was like, this is, no, we can't stream this anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't entertain anybody while I'm trying to play a game.
We lost
all that
footage too.
Yeah.
I had to reset my computer.
But.
And Twitch is like, fucking bans people for the dumbest shit now.
I mean, they have to. I don't.
Yeah, but some of this stuff is so over the top.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like that guy, Deller, you ever hear of him? He's like a Fortnite player. Mm. He got banned.
Dale Earnhardt? What'd you say?
Deller.
He said Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Dale Earnhardt Sr.
He was playing Apex, and he had a girl on his team who was, like, talking shit to him, and he was like, fuck you, like, go make a sandwich. Complete joke.
Oh, I heard
got
about
banned.
This.
Like, dude,
oh,
you can't fuck. How are you going to ban a kid for saying that? He didn't even say anything wrong.
She might have been hungry. That's
people
why she was playing so poorly.
People say worse to each other online.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
dude, that's why. That's one of the best things about the new Call of Duty, honestly, is that the chat is back and you can talk to the other team and it's the funniest fucking thing.
Yeah.
So they added a new feature in.
My friend, after every game, my friend goes like 3-12, 3-8. And he'll go in there and be like, you guys should just fucking kill yourselves.
Yo.
But,
it's so old school.
No, but the new feature they added, which is my favorite thing, is that if I say I killed you.
I hear, you hear like
you
the next
can,
like
yeah,
2 seconds.
That's what they used
you can,
to have.
So if I killed you and you're watching the
you
kill cam and me killing you, you can say shit to me.
Mm-hmm.
But usually
yeah,
you hear,
that's right.
Usually you hear, which I know they hear me, is motherfucker! Like
yeah,
you hear,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's over here! Like you hear him in the mic and scream. It's so funny.
I used to play, what was it, Call of Duty? Modern Warfare. Mm-hmm. It was like Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, I think. That was like the last time I played it besides Ghosts. And
mm-hmm.
that was the best part of it. I like loved talking shit to people.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I like Overwatch.
Yeah.
It's so toxic sometimes.
I love watching you play Overwatch.
I love being it back. I don't give a fuck.
I love watching you play Overwatch and hearing young kids talk shit to you. It's hilarious.
Nah, I
don't care
about young kids.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying young kids talking shit while you're playing. Like,
dude,
what
off.
The fuck are you doing? What the fuck? Like,
you
know, the kids
switching
like 14.
Off? I'm like, dude, why aren't you switching off?
Yeah.
I cannot stand playing Overwatch anymore. I can't do it.
I
was like,
for the first time
I was like on the
so fun.
On the border of platinum for like fucking 6 months, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And every time it's like, you get a Hanzo that just wants to do DPS and just try and get kills but won't play the objective.
I can only imagine. It's probably Adam.
Is it Adam?
Tim's friend.
Tim has it tucked in the waistband, sitting that close to Joe.
That Tim
nice.
Has tucked in his waistband.
He's Tim
sitting
has
next
tuck.
To
yeah.
our other guest, Joe. Wanted you to read that.
Nice, Adam.
Maybe.
Find out.
That sounds so sick, though, for the new Call of Duty. Not to cut you guys off, I apologize. That sounds so sick.
I thought you meant tucking in the waistband.
And tucking in the waistband.
Sick,
tucking
dude.
In the waistband.
Like, sweet, too.
Yeah, you're, like, turning towards me, dude. It's freaking me out.
That's good body language.
Might piss, dude.
I'm not pissed. I'm creeped out.
It's intimidating. Showing you here's alpha. But.
All right, so we can start wrapping this up. It's been about an hour.
Mm.
We know what you're playing
topic.
Now. We
yeah.
know what you're so excited
Hold
about.
On, we have to get
well,
into a discussion.
That's
oh,
what
God.
I was
going to
bring up. You guys have had an argument ongoing for, I'm assuming, years.
That's,
and today is the day that we are going to, like, fix this and finally come to a conclusion which is best.
That I'm right.
You're not
so,
right.
You guys can bring it up.
Okay, so Tim thinks Ocarina of Time is, like, fucking amazing. And it's not.
And
it's
Joe
really
thinks
not.
That fucking Breath of the Wild is amazing, like most other people, and I don't understand, I'll never understand it.
What are you talking about? 99% of the internet's like, oh, I got such a hard
yeah,
on for Ocarina
fucking,
of Time.
That's just, they do, because it's true.
Oh, so, alright, so what you just said is, Joe thinks Breath of the Wild is the best game, just like everybody else, and I go, everybody
yeah, well,
else thinks Ocarina of Time.
I'm a minority when it comes to not liking Breath of the Wild, I know that.
Okay, Ocarina of Time was a great game. When it came out. But if you look back and look at the game objectively, it is so stupid. It is so fucking stupid. That whole fucking game is just made to eat up your fucking time. Mm. You walk into a dungeon. Let's streamline the dungeon real quick. Let me get into this room. Let me turn and see the door locked behind me. Let me look around the room for an eye to shoot with a fucking bow. Oh, let me watch this door open. Let me find this switch to step on so I can see a door open across the fucking room. Let me take 10 minutes to open this fucking chest and be like, you see Link like, oh god, this thing looks great. I don't want to see Link being like all excited about it. I want to see what's in there. I don't want fucking like, oh, look at this. And then like 10 minutes later, you see what's in the fucking chest. Like, Link to the Past.
Yeah.
You open the chest, you immediately know what the fuck it is. You get the boss key that opens the big chest. It opens the boss room door. You immediately go to there. It's like coming downstairs for fucking Christmas and opening a present. You know what? You know where it is. You're going to open it. You're going to get something fucking cool out of it. Mm-hmm. You get immediate gratification. You get to go fight the boss and use that and hit it in a series of three times. Mm-hmm. But like, oh no, let's not stray from this formula in this open world environment. Let's keep the same fucking thing over and over again. Is there going to be a secret room to explore somewhere? No, you blow open a wall and you get what? A stick that you have to light on fire to go light a torch so you can see a door open across the room? In the beginning of the game, you can't even go to the mountain and fight any enemies. You have to go get a letter from fucking Impa so the guy can fucking let you get past the gate, and you have to be told why you want to go on this fucking adventure, because, you know, you're not playing a game about adventuring because you want to go on an adventure. You have to be told why you want to. You got to be told why you have to do this game because you're a fucking sheep. Breath of the Wild is open world and lets you do everything in whatever order you want to do it in.
I was just going to say something, if I can just butt in. If you're playing Breath of the Wild linearly, it's the same thing. It's got a lot of those same elements, but obviously the open worldness of Breath of the Wild is what is the changing factor of it. But
they made Ocarina an open world that is not an open world.
Yeah,
it's not that, David. That's not true. It's not that kind of game. It's not a huge open world like Breath of the Wild.
That was like an open world game.
Well, where you can go back then.
Yeah, for back then.
And for back then, that was like revolutionary.
Yeah, so for back then.
You're saying objectively, it's not still the best Zelda.
No.
It does not hold
you're
up.
Saying that the reason that people
I'm not saying it's the best Zelda, I'm saying it's a good
nostalgia.
Zelda.
But you don't like
Zelda
it at
would
all.
Not be where it is right now if it was not for that game.
No shit. And Zelda wouldn't exist if Pong didn't exist, but you don't see fucking people playing Pong esports.
That doesn't mean it's not a good game.
Yeah. So do
I'm not saying it's not a good game.
No, you just went on the whole rant saying that, you know, it's the game is stupid and stuff, but in that game, you actually have a decent story, and you're going to save Zelda, and you go into dungeons that are all... Every dungeon is different. Every room is creative, and it has different enemies. You find the,
and every
you
enemy,
find the weapon
every
to
enemy
beat,
you
and you
fight, you have to wait to fight.
Dude, so you wait 2 minutes, and then you fight him. Who cares?
Why can't I walk up...
You're going to argue that. Hold
why
on,
can't I walk up and slash
when
this
the game
guy.
Actually has creativity in it, and you have to get the weapon in the dungeon and beat the boss and actually do things. When your fucking stupid game, all you do is run around a fucking field. That's all you do. Oh, a shrine. Let's beat that shrine in 5 minutes.
Another one.
Oh, I can't climb this mountain. I ran out of stamina. I fell and died. Oh, I can't fucking swim over here. I fell and ran out of stamina. I drowned. That's so fucking stupid.
Because you don't start the game at full power. You gotta work and build up the fucking power. You can't
but
just
the powers
like,
are stupid. It's not even cool. It's
the
fucking
power
retarded.
Is getting more stamina
it's 2019
or more hearts.
And a fucking Link from fucking 1995 can fucking fuck this new Link up. It's stupid.
Oh my god. First off, that game,
the combat was garbage.
The combat in Ocarina of Time is the worst fucking
no,
thing.
No, it's not.
No enemy, every enemy you encounter, you got to sit there, garbage your shield. Wait, oh, it's going to attack me 30 seconds from now. Hit it. Hit it. Okay, it's dead. 10 minutes fighting a fucking spider.
And you fight a spider and the new one and your fucking gay weapon... Sorry. Your weapon breaks in fucking 3 hits. Cool. Oh, your master sword ran out of power. Cool, mine didn't.
Yeah,
mine still works.
I know, but you got told what you had to do the entire fucking
game.
That's
not...
Yes,
it
is.
That's so overdramatic how you say that.
No, it's not.
It is.
You literally... Okay, you start up the fucking game and you're literally told why you want to go on an adventure. Oh, you want to go on an adventure? You got to go fucking slay these monsters. Why do you want to slay these monsters? Because you're playing the fucking game. That's what you want to do. That's why you're playing the game, is to go slay the fucking monsters. You want to have to... You know exactly where you have to go. The first thing you did the first time you played that game is go to that gate to try and go up to the mountain to try and go fight fucking monsters, because that's the first thing you want to fucking do. But no, let me give you this fucking 45-minute backstory as to why you want to go up that mountain, even though you already wanted to go up that mountain. That's the first thing you wanted to do. You wanted to go up that mountain and fight the fucking monsters. But let me turn around and go talk to Impa.
Doesn't make the game bad.
But that's the whole game, though. The whole game is waiting. It's not a difficult game. It's just, it's the illusion of difficulty because it's waiting, because it takes up your time. Like if you're doing a puzzle, like a puzzle in any good Zelda game, you have all the pieces and you get the satisfaction when you get that aha moment, when you already have all the pieces and you finally figure out how to assemble them. You're not walking around in fucking circles trying to look for an eyeball in the ceiling. You're not like, you want to talk about enemies too? Link to the Past, bats were always at eye level. Everything always flying is at eye level. It's a good monster to fight because everything's at eye level. But there was different dimensions. You can be on second floor and still see enemies on the first floor. Bats, you got to fly around, shoot them with a fucking slingshot, look around like the fucking, like an asshole looking around for a fucking bat flying around. It's a dumb fucking enemy. Those spikes on the fucking ground, that the discs that spin. How many times I got blindsided out of a blind spot in the fucking screen where it just came out from behind? There's no difficulty in it. It's just the illusion of difficulty. It makes you... The only good enemy in that is the Iron Knuckle. The only enemy that gets provoked to attack you. Because you provoke it to attack you, you dodge it, and then you attack it. You don't have to sit there and just fucking wait. Like... Okay. Like, that's not difficult. That's not hard. That's following a fucking pattern.
I would like to give Tim a moment to explain his side of the interruption.
No, I understand what he's saying about the waiting, but, like, first of all, a lot of games have that. And, yeah, Zelda went a little above and beyond sometimes with it, even though you're over-exaggerating it a lot.
I'm really not.
But I didn't see anything wrong with the combat. First of all, the combat in Ocarina of Time is better than fucking Breath of the Wild. Like, I can take the Link from that game and fuck the Link from Breath of the Wild up with 5 hearts against him with 30 hearts.
Because
I can lock onto you, and I can actually move around, and I can dodge, and I can block. What do you do? Besides, you have this way you can move back and forth, and you can use a weapon that's going to break against my shield in fucking 5 swings anyway. So what are you going to do then? Press start, you go to your menu, get another thing out while I'm already hitting you 10,000 times? It's fucking stupid. And 2019, to have a shit combat like that is a joke. The Link in fucking Twilight Princess was phenomenal. He had all these moves. There was like 20 things to find to make him upgrade him with combat, move this, backflip, cut people's heads off. Nah, you have a fucking sword that's rusty and it breaks in 3 swings. Cool. And you can kind of dodge a little bit, but not really.
You do backflips cool. and shit. Cool.
Nice. You have a blue bomb. Nice.
The blue bomb was actually in...
And what did you do for 8 hours you played? Oh, I beat 25 shrines. Cool.
And
you know what I did? I beat 3 dungeons that had all cool, unique, different bosses with different weapons.
You know what I did in 8 hours in Ocarina of Time? I finally got that letter and got to go up to the mountain and fought 2 people.
Yeah, okay, so I'll give you that. That's a flaw in the game.
Every time you go into these unique dungeons you talk about, you walk in a dungeon, you gotta watch a fucking minute preview of the fucking dungeon. Everything, you gotta watch the door close behind you. Oh! It closed behind me. You open it, you gotta watch the door open over there. There's, and like I was just saying with all the puzzles, all the pieces aren't together. You don't get all the pieces. It's like, when you finally solve the puzzle to get into the next room, or the puzzle from the dungeon in Ocarina of Time, it's just, you don't get the aha moment. You get the ah fuck, or well shit, that's where it was. Oh, I had to fucking see this stick over there. Like, it's not like a, it's not late, it's convoluted. The whole game is just, I'm not saying it's a terrible game, it's just fucking time wasting and just doing the same thing over and over, repetition. It's like,
dude, over and over again. All you did in fucking Breath of the Wild was run around a fucking field. You guys say it's this big, giant open world game that's so cool.
Okay.
What's in the open that's so cool about it? It's just climbing mountains to get to what? Another shrine?
Okay,
another shrine? Another shrine? That's all this fucking game is. And it's the best game to come out in 20 years? Are you guys out of your fucking minds?
Oh, these unique dungeons. You get these unique dungeons. there's all the shrines are all unique and different things you have to do in each shrine to complete it. To get a power-up that you use to power up your character. You don't just...
It's the same power-up every single fucking time.
Yeah, but you have to distribute it like a skill point. You don't just, blow up a whole wall. I found a heart container. I get an extra heart. You got to see where you want it. Okay, I'm going to build up my stamina so I don't fall off a mountain from fucking running out of stamina. I'm going to build up my stamina so I can swim without running out of stamina. Oh, I'm going to get all these hearts so I can actually get the Master Sword. There's a different level to it. You're building your character. The theme is getting stronger to fight Ganon. It's not just linear, just like, okay, yeah, you got to do a million different shrines, but each shrine is different. Each shrine has a different puzzle, and all the pieces are right there for you. You just have to figure out how to do it. You don't have to, where's this eye in the wall so I can open the fucking door to get to the next room? It's all right there in front of you. You just have to figure it out. The only problem with not figuring it out is your own ability to figure it out. Not just like stumbling upon the last piece of the puzzle you can't find. It's like doing a jigsaw puzzle and you lose the corner piece and you're like, son of a bitch. And then you find it in the next room and you're like, oh, fuck, there it is. It's not like, oh.
If that's like millions of games. You have to find the right pieces to get to the next area.
Yeah, but, yeah, I know, but in
Ocarina... Resident Evil, how many times you have to fucking run back to your fucking dumb chest to get something to go back? Like,
yeah, it's
stupid. It was annoying, but it didn't make the game bad.
That's the biggest problem in video games, though, is it's not... It doesn't cater to what you want to do. It just gives you this
extra shit.
Yeah, all this bullshit to make the game longer. So you think that the game's better than it is because it took you 40 hours to beat it instead of the 20 it would need to. It's just
that's why I like speedruns.
It's just like I said, it's not difficult. It's just the illusion of difficulty. Mm-hmm. It's just time consuming, which makes a person think that the game is hard because it took me 45 minutes to get strong enough to beat this boss. When, like, you shouldn't have to go and grind and beat all these people and level your character up all this for fucking 45 minutes to go be strong enough to fight this boss. By the time you get to that boss, you should be strong enough to fight that boss. You shouldn't have to go backtrack and just wait for enemies to spawn to kill them to get enough fucking experience to be strong enough to fight this boss.
So I have a question. Both of you separately. What's the best Zelda game of all time?
My favorite, I think, is Twilight Princess. I think Twilight Princess was, I think it took Ocarina of Time and made it 10 times better.
Hmm. Wind Waker.
Wind Waker? Why do you think that?
Because it was, like, the whole thing about it, the adventure behind it, the art style was fucking awesome. The being able to have a boat and just go wherever.
I didn't play that one, so I can't comment on it.
It's great. I have the Wind Waker Wii U. It's just a great game. It's fun. It doesn't take itself too seriously. It's not like... I feel like it's the perfect balance between, you know, like, a Breath of the Wild game and, like...
I'd probably appreciate Breath of the Wild more if it wasn't Zelda. But the fact that it's Zelda and, like, what... And it's just, like, what Zelda is, that thing, just wasn't a Zelda game.
Because they've been doing the same fucking thing with Zelda. It's the same... thing with Zelda, every Zelda game is essentially the same mold.
That's why I think they put out a Link to the Past. That's one that they just remade, right?
Yeah, and they did it.
And
like,
I think that's why Link's Awakening. I mean, I'm sorry, Link's Awakening. I think that's why they redid Link's Awakening, because absolutely, for the people who love Zelda and enjoyed Breath of the Wild, but it didn't quite feel like a Zelda game, they're like, all right, let me give you a Zelda game to, like, make you feel better. Also, it's awesome.
I wouldn't even, like, bash Breath of the Wild, but the fact that people, like, hold it at this standard of being, like, the best game to come out in the last 20 years, it's like, what
it is,
remotely
though,
makes it? What? How, though? Like, how, why?
So much.
It's so
shit
different
you
and
can
all
do.
Of it is so meaningful. It's like the Skyrim of Zelda.
I've also heard other people make the argument against it with that being the Skyrim. Because we were just talking about Hyrule Legends or whatever we were talking about.
That's complete trash.
Where, yeah, it's not a Zelda game. It's got a Zelda license attached to it. Yeah. Zelda characters. I've had people make the argument that Breath of the Wild is Skyrim Zelda. It's not a Zelda game. It's just...
It's
an Elder Scrolls game with Zelda characters.
It could be anything else and not be... Because it didn't feel 100% like Zelda all the time, even though it did call back to the old ones, which I thought was really unique of it.
Yeah.
It was like all the old places.
Can we all agree that Skyward Sword is just a complete pile of trash?
Yeah, I just watched the speedrun on it for the first time, and I've never experienced it otherwise.
Yeah.
I know your viewers will think I'm crazy, but I'll never understand the hype behind Breath of the Wild. What makes it this big, awesome game that's so much better than other games out? The game fucking robbed Horizon Zero Dawn for Game of the Year.
Horizon Zero Dawn is coming on PC soon, and I think I'm going to rebuy it for PC. Because I love that game that much. That was one of the best games of the decade. We didn't talk about that.
I honestly never played it.
I know. We need to get it. Maybe I'll just buy it on PlayStation, because I borrowed
it. You can borrow it if you want.
Yeah, maybe I will, because I played it before, but I didn't beat it.
I was trying to think of like what my top three games were, and that's like, I'm going to have to say God of War 3, came out in 2010. The Last of Us.
Last of Us was fucking great.
Calling it. I think the new one's going to be shit. I really do. I think it's going to be terrible.
Really?
I really do.
You think there's like too many hands in the pot? They're
doing... I'm not going to get into the whole political shit on here, but it's going to ruin it.
It's
literally a known thing. Once you go woke, you go broke, you ruin the whole thing, they're going to kill it.
Hopefully, I hope it
doesn't happen, because I want it to be good. I love the first one, but I think it's going to be absolute fucking garbage.
What's the third game you were going to say for top of the decade?
That's hard. I don't know.
What about you, Joe?
My top three of the decade?
Yeah.
No fucking clue, man.
It's hard. It took us a while to think. I'm not even 100% on the answers.
When
did Destiny 1 come out?
Yeah, no, Destiny. That's it.
When did Destiny 1 come out?
2000
definitely within that 10 years
13 yeah. or 14
I feel like
that was great 20. Because it brought the thing that was previously really only in World of Warcraft that majority of people just avoided like to play because they're like, I'm not that type of fucking gamer, I'm not gonna play WoW. But it brought raids to like where everyone needs to work together and have a role in it and follow the role to complete it and win, and I felt like that was huge. PUBG.
I'll bash it too.
I mean, it was like
game would not be where it is right now. H1N1
that game. Yeah, I agree.
Fortnite would not even be a game. It wasn't for PUBG.
I agree.
None of these games. Apex would be out. That game is
Fortnite
still,
wasn't even original. Like originally Battle Royale, I bought it when it was.
Yeah,
like,
it was
the world.
They did it as a beta thing because they saw that PUBG was blowing up.
Well, PUBG ripped off H1N1. H1Z1.
They did a better job though.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, true.
That's the PUBG was like, you know, for the mainstream
as an overall battle royale. I'll always go with PUBG.
I feel like
it's not my favorite, but as an overall game. Tactical skill, getting attachments, level helmets and shit. That is number one battle royale.
I just fidget with stuff.
Yeah, me too.
And just
keeping the real shit in there.
Yeah, I think Destiny was incredible when it first came out, especially for how they like.
These are my
pretty much
favorite games of the decade, but like the best games of the decade that I felt like revolutionized shit more was definitely Destiny.
I think Destiny 1 came out and it was phenomenal, and I think The Division came out and did it better than Destiny 1.
But
I was obsessed with
The
Division. The
Division crashed and burned, didn't it?
Division 2, they didn't do a good job. The gameplay was awesome, but they didn't, the content.
Division 1 too wasn't huge for a long time. It didn't have last ability.
But I'm saying just the way it played and like going to the Dark Zone and seeing, that's one thing that Destiny didn't do right is they had the community of finding other players and playing with your friends, but like interacting with other people. Like, say you're in the same lobby as me, like I can't say anything to you. I can like walk past you and I can like start to your guy and like examine you, but I can't say hi. Well, in the Division,
yeah, invite
I can
to a
see
party
you.
And stuff.
In the Division,
there wasn't proximity chat.
Yeah, in the Division, though, I can be in the Dark Zone and I can be trying to get something and I can see you next to me. And I even know you, and I can be like, hey,
yeah,
and you can
cool.
turn on me and kill me and like take the shit. Like, that's cool. Like, I wish Destiny did that. Like, added in the chat of like, hey, you got to team up or like.
Well, that was like the period of time where they kind of got rid of lobby chat and proximity chat.
Yeah, and then
the
Division 2, of course, they
so
wanted
toxic.
To stop the toxic bullshit, so they.
Friday the 13th,
the woke thing ruins everything and it's ruining games.
It's
and
ruining
I think,
everything.
Anybody
I think,
who disagrees. Sorry, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, we all agree. I think that's, I think people just don't talk about it enough in fear of being mobbed.
Ostracized.
Yeah.
Yeah, ostracized and mobbed. Like, you can't have an opinion on that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, it's
right, anyway, the third game I was going to say that was probably the best for a decade would probably be Overwatch because it had, you know, I mean, look at Apex. Apex was pretty much a combination of Overwatch and a Battle Royale. You know, you had your characters, your specific character select, and how everything... And I'm not going to lie, Overwatch pretty much revolutionized esports. It did a lot for esports and brought it, like, made it a lot bigger. Not that it wasn't a thing before Overwatch, but it kind of...
It really mainstreamed it.
Yeah, which Overwatch is a good and a bad thing. Once everything gets mainstreamed, then the general public has access to it, and the general public is terrible.
And even worse than the general public, it's like... business people and investors get in and start effing with it because then
like
you have to reach certain goals and do certain things.
Well, exactly. That's the thing that Nintendo has always done and will always do, I mean, to the best of my knowledge, is they release full games. Complete full games, no patches needed day one.
Yeah.
Every single other game that comes out, you buy it. Say you go pick it up at the store, you bring it home, you throw it in your Xbox, the game's got to download.
You know it's going to be shit.
All right? And then not even just that. The game downloads, you get it. You have to get it.
You know it's going
to
be shit.
You have to get a day one patch of like, okay, so you guys put this game out. I went and bought it and I have to download an update for it to be working because you couldn't even put it. That's like Cyberpunk got delayed. And they said, we want to put out the best game we can possibly put out.
Yeah.
And like, okay, I can respect that. That's great. You're not going to stick to this deadline and put out a half-assed game where you're either going to have a huge-ass patch 2 months into it when I'm already sick of all the bullshit in it, or you're not going to have a day one patch of like 10 gigs, or it's just going to be a broken game.
Yeah.
Like, go on, take that time.
Yeah, take the extra months and make sure it's actually fun
the thing
for everybody.
The biggest problem now with games, which never used to be a thing, because it used to be like how he said, like, the game came out, this is the game, take it for what it is.
Yeah.
But now they do, which PUBG pretty much started this, is they have an alpha stage.
Yep.
Here's our game. It's not done. Even though technically it kind of is done, but they'll say this is alpha stage. So, can you guys play it and let us know what you think? But pay $30. Mm-hmm. You have to pay for it still, even though it's not done. It's not a real game.
Heroes of the Storm did that.
Fortnite's technically still in beta.
Since you paid $30, you pay $30 for the game, and you play it, and something goes wrong, or you crash, or my arm isn't... You know, it's something like a glitch. But you know it's an alpha stage, though, so it's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not okay. I fucking paid you money. It should be free. If you're going to put an alpha stage game out... We'll try your game. It should be a free fucking download.
Like, okay, let's say...
And
let's
then
say
when you're ready, you fucking charge us for a real game.
Like
bullshit.
Like, Call of Duty came out with... They always have the alpha and the betas and stuff. And then generally, they're broken. But then, you know, everyone knows they're broken. They say it's broken. And then the game gets put out, and it's still fucking broken.
Yeah.
Tarkov did the same thing. They charge $40. It's not... The game is out, but it's alpha stage. So it's like, it's okay that, you know... That's bullshit. And that people, like, just allow it.
They can also change it as much as they want when they're in alpha and beta.
Yeah.
That's why Fortnite, I think, will always be in beta, because they can put out as many changes as they want. Whereas, like, if you come out of that and it's full-fledged, I think there's, like, actual legal limits that you can put on changing the game. I don't know the specifics, but I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Fortnite plays better on my phone than, like...
I found out that I can sync my phone to my Xbox controller... And I played at work all night.
Android?
No, I have the iPhone.
Oh, really?
I played with my controller at work with him. He was on Xbox. Ooh. And it played like I was playing on TV. And we got wins. Like, we won. Like,
yeah.
It was...
Cross-platform.
Another reason why that game is number one. Because it
has
everything.
The Call of Duty mobile game, not to cut off what you were just about to say, is actually pretty
good. No, I played
it.
It's fun.
Cross-hunts on there and stuff. Like, I was shocked how cool that mobile game was.
But then you get, like, these multi-million dollar companies, like, they put out a Call of Duty every, you know, I mean, technically they alternate, you know, developers, but every other year you're putting out a Call of Duty, but you still can never get launch day right. Every day, launch day, servers are down, you can't get a game.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta wait, like, 6 hours to be able to play the game on launch day.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've been doing this for years. For literal years, you're a multi-million dollar company, and you still can't get launch day right? Let alone you're going to have to put out this giant-ass patch because the game's fucking broken. And it's just...
there's too much pressure, and that's why I feel like now that more things are being delayed, I think
I'm okay
it's better.
With it.
Like everybody,
yeah, I'm okay
they,
with
I think
it.
They
like,
see
it
that the general public's okay with it, so now more people are going to start doing that.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm like, ah, shit. Like, I really wanted to play Doom. Ah, shit. I really wanted to play Cyberpunk. But, like, you know, April to September is not.
It gives me
fucking kill me.
It gives me time to beat other games, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not going to kill me, and I'd rather pick up that game and enjoy the shit out of it and play the shit out of it when I get it instead of like, oh, you know what, I'm fucking sick of this. It's bullshit. This doesn't work right.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, we released this big patch, and I'm like, fuck you, I'm done. Like, No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
I picked that up when it came out. I was like, yo, this looks sick. Everybody thought it looked sick when it came out. I picked it up. I played it for like 3 days. I was like, this is a fucking hot pile of garbage. And then apparently they just, like 6 months to a year ago, they released that huge update, and apparently it's great, but I'm like, no, fuck you, I'm done.
Rainbow
but,
Six, though. Rainbow Six was dying
so,
really hard, and then they pretty much revamped it, and now it's one of the hottest esports.
You know,
I play Siege all the time.
Yeah, people love it.
In the past, we talked about, you had it on your Instagram, the biggest upsets.
Oh, it's the biggest upsets.
And it was Anthem. Anthem is apparently...
Revamping.
It's supposed to get this big update, which I really hope they do because that game had such potential to be incredible.
You
want to
talk about a convoluted
story? I really hope
they
do it. But
what was the story behind that game, Anthem?
I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Talk about a game like you were bitching about waiting.
Good morning, really quickly. Good morning, what are your fave games? Y'all play Roblox, chair MVP. I don't know what any of that means, but I don't play Roblox. My nephew does.
Yeah.
Gamer Nate on YouTube. Check him out.
I do not play Roblox. I've played stupid little games because my roommate's like, yo, let's play some Roblox. Like
just as a goof.
Yeah, talking about how you were saying how you hated waiting, that's how Anthem was too.
Yeah. I hated that game.
I was
waiting. The only reason I bought that game is because of you. Fucking waste my money. That was a huge pile of garbage.
I wish that they would like change a lot of shit with Apex, because that game has so much potential, and
what
I feel like
he hates the shields.
Well, it's not that I hate the shields, but that game is first off the fact that you have to go in with three people. I don't like because what if I want to play by myself? I have to rely on two other teammates. You know what I mean? That like, what if they're like. Shitty.
There's no solo.
Or like
option.
They're just like being like trolls. Like it, yeah, like
that's
the solo.
I feel like the role class in that game is kind of fucked. Like because you, I'm sure each role has their own strengths that can roll solo. But I feel like that was a big. It was cool that they added roles, but it was kind of like you can't do a solo mode because of that. Unless I'm wrong.
But they have like sometimes they add in. Times when like oh here's a week of
there
solos.
Was, there was just
here's
a
week of duos. Like put it in the fucking game.
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you letting us do that?
I don't know.
Duos was great.
Yeah, and so that's
one
thing.
The big thing is the shields, though, is that you can just recharge your shield, like at least, like, 25%, like, in, I think it's, like, a second and a half.
So, Blackout...
It's ridiculous.
Like, Fortnite does it good, and it's, like, you have the mini shields, and then you have the half shields, and then it's, like, kind of, like, basic, you know, health. And Blackout did it perfect, when it's, like...
Except for that
you
one
have
patch
a,
they made.
You have a... You know, a gun, and then you get the attachment, and the attachment goes on the gun, and you get the extended mag, and then
you get
the attachments, and then you're good to go, and it's, like, very, like, kind of fast, and it's, like, you had to find it, but it was, like, there. Apex is, like, you drop, and then you find a gun, and it's got 20 bullets next to it, and then I put 20 shots into you, but your fucking shield's too strong, so now you're still alive. Now I have no fucking gun, I have no ammo. You have a level 3, I have a level 1, so you're going to beat me even though I'm better than you because you have more health.
Yeah.
And I have to find level 1, and then you have to find level 2, and level 3, and it's just like, dude, this is so much. This is so unnecessary. For Battle Royale, you're spending more time trying to just get stuff to even fight before you're even actually getting into fights.
The clips in it without an extended mag on
anything
is way too
There's no reason I should walk up to you when you have even not even full shields and put a fucking clip into you and load my gun while you're still walking, while your other teammates are shooting me. Because you need to go down because my fucking gun has 5 bullets in it. While any other game you play, like Call of Duty, it's like, you have 30 shots, extended mag, 60. Or 40 or whatever it is. But no, Apex is like 12 bullets, 12 bullets. Alright, a level 1 mag, 14 bullets.
That's an issue.
Still?
Level 2 mag, 16 bullets.
And then there's snipers in there.
It's unnecessary.
That like... They don't do enough damage. You can, unless you get like the legendary sniper rifle, which drops from like a care package.
Yeah, I talked about this on the last podcast we had too. If I shoot you in the face with a fucking sniper rifle and
you're
not dead,
it's
ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
But they don't address any of it. They never add shit to that game. At the Game Awards, like Fortnite was like, oh, we got this big Star Wars thing, and PUBG just added the map. And what did Apex do? Christmas skins.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Thanks. That's what you guys added. Nothing with the content. Nothing to change the game.
Maybe they just don't have enough of a team. Maybe it was like too much too soon for them.
It's EA. No, fuck that. That's fucking.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, they have. They're backed by so much.
They're
fucking
backed
shit.
By. They're backed by EA. EA just like everything, dude. They how much money they make on fucking loot crates and shit.
Yeah,
they
EA's rough.
You can't throw like an extra like.
Well, EA
couple
just
bucks
announced The Sims 5. Not to go all girl on everybody, but EA just announced The Sims 5, and it's like you're still putting out shit for The Sims 4 like right now. Like, why are you putting
they
out
want
a
you,
new one?
Because EA is just money hungry. They've always
yeah.
been with
I'll
everything.
Spend all
Look
my
at
money
all
on
the
Sims
sports
too.
Games that come out every year
yeah.
that nothing changes.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Another problem with Apex, though, which I think is the biggest issue, is if you're like. Having a battle and you're far away. So you're like having a, you know what I mean? Like sniping
yeah.
at each other. And I'm with him, say, and I, you know, the guy on the right, like, oh, you can, his shield breaks. So instead of me saying to him, like, oh, like, you know, his shield's gone. He's one shot behind the thing. Charge him. It's like,
you're basically
2 seconds later, back to fucking full health. It's like,
you're
you can't even make power plays with it because
you're
you
not,
just get your shield back. It's
you're
stupid.
Not fighting against their shield. You're just trying to. Get rid of all of their health stuff before you can even
yeah,
rush
it's
them.
Like, and you're dying to people not because they're better than you, just because
they have more
it's
shit.
It's like, that's I don't like that. And that's such an easy fix, but they haven't addressed it, so that's why that game is going downhill.
Yeah.
I still love that game, though. I'm
curious,
love that
what
game.
Is your opinion on Overwatch 2?
I don't really care about it that much, but I'm open to it. I believe that it's just like the same game, but
yeah.
they're adding different stuff.
I think
and
they.
A story
I think
mode.
That.
I hope it's not going to be like $60 because I know that they said specifically, even if you don't buy the new game, even if you don't buy the new game, you still have all the maps and characters that are going to come out if you have the first Overwatch.
Yeah.
So I really think it's more of just like an extension.
But they
to
should
the
just.
Story.
Do you agree that they should just make it a DLC?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Because
I don't know why.
What they're
going to
do
this
is what they're
going to
do.
No
first off, they got bashed for banning that dude. For that whole esports thing, remember?
Oh,
with that China
Hong
shit.
Kong.
So they got bashed for that and lost a lot of players in every game. So what they did, what they do a week later, they released here's Overwatch 2, and everyone got oh my god.
Well, that was the huge thing. Like everybody was so, like expecting so much to happen at BlizzCon, like protesters, things like that, and then they had a very sincere apology from the president of. Blizzard, like they really did have a really sincere apology that I truly believed in, and then I think everybody forgave them, and now they don't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like that's anything that happens. It's just like because nowadays shit's happening one after another. It's like, all right, well, who really remembers that dude getting banned for saying that he's staying with Hong Kong because you know we just bombed Iraq? Like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
seriously, like mm-hmm. no one's going to be like, oh yeah, fuck Blizzard because
you
know
if you're going to make an actual Overwatch 2. You should either A, okay, so you could have the same players in it with all different abilities and somewhat of the old stuff, but like add all new things that they do.
Too,
so add the old players plus new ones.
You hate Overwatch
then,
anyways.
Well, I'm just over it. I don't actually hate the game. Or make an entire brand new Overwatch 2 with every character different. With all new ability, that's a new game.
Well,
but you're not. They're just adding. You're just adding maps and a campaign
too, because there's so much lore that they haven't released about some of the characters. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're doing Overwatch 2 at all. I think it's very silly.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense.
It's a cash grab.
Yeah,
it's the biggest cash grab, and people will fucking suck it off.
And Overwatch League is severely suffering.
I haven't played since they did the role locking. Because it's.
I don't mind the role locking. I really don't.
It's well, like
I don't think it helps much though.
It's. Cause I just get stuck with two DPS and I'm out DPSing them with a healer. Like it's that should never happen. Like I should never even remotely have even close to the DPS as a healer. So it's like my friend constantly gets gold damage as Zarya, but like I mean he's great with her, but it's like I cannot get into a game unless I'm a healer or a tank, and like I can actually play DPS. Before roll locking, I was just a floater. I was like, whatever the team really. I would be the last person to lock in.
Flex.
Yeah, whatever. whatever, you know, floater, flex, whatever. But it was just, I would just, whatever the team needs. And then, like, once in a while, I'd be get to be a DPS because people would pick healer and tank. Mm. And it was, like, it was great. But now it's just, like...
Yeah, you're forced into a role that might not necessarily fit the team at the time.
Yeah.
But I think it does make people stay in their lane a little bit.
It just, they just want to get rid of the meta.
I played last night on the arcade with the original quick play with no roll lock, and our whole team ended up being DPS. And I was like, whatever, I'm going to be Mei then. Like, fuck this. And then I just played as Mei. But I think that was such a bad issue where, okay, now you might have two shitty DPS, but it's better than having... four shitty DPS, and then you can't even be a healer or an efficient healer or tank because you're totally outnumbered by your shitty fucking team that is going to scatter like paint.
It's that's really why I stopped playing the game, though. It's just shitty
I teams. Just got over it. Other just, games came out that I was interested in.
I was when still it first playing
came
it.
Out, I loved it.
I still play it. I like it.
I was still playing it like 2-3 months ago, and like it's just like... the game is just so fucking toxic and just like...
super toxic.
Nobody ever wants to do... play as a team. Everyone just wants to do their own fucking thing.
I agree with that as well. You just like have to play with friends.
Yeah. And if like... if you do have a healer, they're already partnered up with someone. They're just going to stick with that person the whole fucking time.
So I have the list of like... games coming out, and there's like nothing multiplayer coming out at all besides Doom.
Cool, you just keep playing with yourself.
Nice.
I think because all the multiplayer games are like just kind of ongoing.
The one thing to look forward to really is the Call of Duty Battle Royale is like
that hasn't even that officially
Doom.
Been announced.
And Doom, I mean, I know I'm alone on this, but I thought Doom, the one that came out like 2 years ago with the multiplayer, I was obsessed.
Like, that game was fucking great. Though.
It was.
I heard the multiplayer.
I was more into that than I was Halo, and I'm obviously a Halo fanatic. And
he's a pro player.
Yeah. very underrated game, but the new one apparently the PvP is like not even in it really.
Maybe they'll release it later.
It's no, they're gonna do like a soldier versus like demon. So like, say like we went to a match, and you were a demon, which is a cool concept. So you have to like take out like five of us and try to take you out, but like. They got rid of the whole, like, player up against player, like, soldier on soldier, which I think is really stupid. Hopefully they add it in later, but the hype it's for me went down. The hype went down a lot after that. But the campaign looks incredible.
Of course it does.
Yeah. But it always is, obviously.
So, to wrap up this podcast, I do have two questions that I ask everybody. You can say yours again, because I don't remember what you said. It might have changed. But what is your favorite game of all time? And I'll tell you the second question, but Tim can go first, and then you can go, Joe.
I think I said Halo 1 last time.
Did you say Halo 1? Was your favorite
pretty much
game
my favorite
all
shooter.
Time?
Just can't just mindless fun with friends on a campaign. Yeah.
What's your favorite game?
Super
of all
Mario
time?
World.
I think Super Mario World. Yeah. I think as the overall best game ever made ever, I think Super Mario World is number
it's
one.
Pretty
yeah,
doing
I can agree with
soon.
That.
Yeah,
I can agree with that.
That or three? It's kind of like
nah. World fucking shits on three.
My second question is, have you ever heard of the game Blazing Dragons?
No.
I might have heard of it. I've never played it.
It's like a point-and-click game that came out on PlayStation 1.
Nah.
No one has. Yeah. No one has.
PlayStation 1, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it just...
I have it up there.
We'll have to do one time and talk about underrated games that are like...
Yo, best
never...
system ever? Dreamcast. You can just burn every game.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the Dreamcast. Like, that game, Brute Force for Xbox, the original, that's like one of the best games, and that no one ever, nothing had to come in against one under.
Oddworld was such a great game, too.
Oddworld was a great game.
I'm pretty sure a new one, apparently, I heard is like being developed.
I think they just redid the last
they
one
did,
that came
they
out,
redid,
Stranger's Wrath.
They redid the first one, like, for.
Yeah, I
Xbox
have it on PlayStation.
Too. I actually just bought that for PS1.
Oddworld's great.
What was another one? Very underrated one. The Suffering.
Never heard of it.
That was PS2 and Xbox original. You ever played that? The Suffering?
No.
That was huge when it came out.
I played this game and this game Advent Rising that came out on Xbox towards the end of original Xbox run. And it was awesome. I thought it was awesome at the time. I haven't played it since. I still have it. And there was like a great story behind it, and the shooting was all right and everything. And it was like, it was supposed to be like a huge game, and no one ever played it. And it wasn't a bad game. Mm-hmm. I still have. I'm sure going to do a playthrough of that probably soon.
What's the RPG game you always say is very good? I think it's for GameCube. Something Trigger.
Chrono Trigger?
Is that GameCube?
That's SNES.
You said it was like
that's one of the greatest games ever made. Yeah.
I'll have to get into it.
It looks exactly like Dragon Ball.
Better than Final Fantasy storyline.
Far and Beyond. It's one of those games too. You can go from point A to point B and beat the game as it is, and it's where the side quests don't seem superfluous. They actually seem like they like fit into it. You can get so many different endings for the game just by the different routes you take. Super Nintendo.
So it's gonna be hard to find, probably.
No,
I think they I think they remade it or something.
They've remade it a couple times where.
Is that the same? Because I know Final Fantasy VI has like all these versions. People say don't buy this version, don't buy that version.
Yeah, they do say that.
If you can, because you can get your hands on the original one for like if you actually have the SNES fairly cheap, you can.
Tell me that's all.
With the same artist.
Yeah,
literally fucking Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, it's on a mini console. Oh. Play the original one if you can. There's a couple different remakes, and I can't really attest to them, but a lot of them get the battle and the text wrong. Some of them add new elements to the game that forcibly tie it. There was a sequel called Chrono Cross for PlayStation, which is like, I have my opinions about it. It's not the greatest. To me, it's talk about how Breath of the Wild's not really a Zelda game. Chrono Cross wasn't really a Chrono Trigger game. It was just, people want a sequel to this. So they took a game that already existed pretty much, like an idea, and slapped Chrono Trigger like loosely threaded characters into it. You have to try it. It's amazing. I've never met anybody that's ever had a problem with it.
I remember Final Fantasy VI, I had an issue finding it because everyone's like, oh, play the original version, and then I got the original version and the battery's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then you fixed it, and then I played for 20 hours, and then now it doesn't load again. So
oh,
I just
no.
It's like, I'm not going
to
do that again.
That's what happened to me. My game wouldn't save, which is weird because it was that an emulator though, or was it
that was on the mini?
Yeah, it was on the mini. Something happened.
What I think happened?
So I stopped playing it and I just watched a speedrun.
What I think happened, and I don't think anybody on here cares about this. I think rather than us starting the game up from a save point, we started up from a save state.
And then
saved it, and it accidentally because I did that happened with Secret of Mana when I played it. Yeah, it's either way. But yeah, Chrono Trigger, phenomenal game. Check that one out.
Right. If you don't mind, I want to sign out of the podcast and then we can still talk. But thank you everybody for listening. This has been Real People Gaming. Again, my name is Jen Yuchin.
I'm Delston.
Tim.
I'm Joe.
And I'll put everything in links in whatever description if you're seeing this, listening to it, watching it. Thank you so much.